We still rules in.
How'd you get a gold necklace at Walmart? You guys take the dairy too?
Green, like immediately. I actually put it on for this kid. Bob Valentine's when we came shopping, and Bob brought him over to me as I was getting ready to leave, and Bob said, hey, Cheryl, come over here. So I go over and he says, what this kid's name is. He bought you something. I said, you bought me something? Yeah. I said, oh, no, don't do that. Oh, no. And they got like emotional. Okay, I'll take it.
Right.
And it was
just a clue. Don't buy Sherry anything in the fine jewelry.
Okay. Fine has like little dash little quote marks. Yeah, turn my wrist green, and I only worked for about 5 minutes. It was the bigger the better with this cake. So we bought Jennifer's enormous watch. He was so sweet. And he met us for how long it takes to drive from Orlando to Florida. They do a nice job with those steaks.
Maybe 1 o'clock.
Not terrible when you do.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome just to the November 19th meeting of Orville City Council. This evening we'll be led in prayer by Pastor Araldo Nunez. Please stand with me.
Oh God in heaven, I thank you for this day. I thank you because you gave the opportunity to be alive and to be working for your kingdom. I ask that you open the minds and the hearts of my brothers and sisters here, that they can talk and decide about the future of the city. Just ask that you be with them today and always. Everything I pray, I ask in the name of our Son Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor. We'll have roll call, please.
Chu.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
Asparis Jr.
Here.
Hampshire.
He's excused.
Asparis Sr.
Here.
Korfman.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Thank you. We now will, everyone should have received a copy of the minutes of our last meeting. Are there any additions or corrections to those minutes? Yes, sir.
I move we approve those as posted.
Thank you. Second, Mr. Chu.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Chu?
Yes.
Thank you. We have no public comments scheduled for this evening. We'll move to our standing committee reports. Finance, Mr. Asparis.
Thank you, Mr. President. There are two pieces of legislation on the docket tonight concerning finance. One is the 2019 temporary appropriations, the first reading. The second one is in regards to the state auditor's office and the services that they'll provide to Orville over the next 3 years. That really shouldn't be any surprise. Ms. Stremlin has kind of talked about it a little bit over the past several weeks, and we'll certainly talk more about it and answer any questions that we have when those pieces of legislation come up. The other thing I'd like to say is just congratulations to Orville High School football team. And Coach DeVault, and his staff on their victory last Saturday. And all the best to this Saturday. They're in the Final Four, and I believe they're playing Liberty Center. So, go Riders. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll move to utilities. Mr. Corfman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Utilities has no report. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Health and Safety. Mr. Spears.
Thank you, Mr. President. Health and Safety has not met. I have no report tonight.
Parks and Recreation. Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I also have no report tonight.
Thank you. Transportation. Mr. Chu.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report, and since there's no camera, there's no sense in talking about anything anyways.
You want me to have that in the notes?
Yes. That's a headline.
I'm sure Steve will bring us up to date on the streets, so.
Okay. It's in the minutes.
And Mr. Hampshire is not here this evening. Ordinance and Personnel, Mr. Orson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance and Personnel has not met, and we have no report.
Thank you. We have no special committee reports this evening. We'll move to administrative reports. Mayor Handler.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Just two items. Number one, I'm going to bring up one thing that has been coming from Mr. Wheeler and the city side numerous times every year when we do the leaves, to please not put them in the street. But I'm bringing it up again because I actually had a citizen in one neighborhood call this week and say, can you do something about these people, because it was blocking their drain, backing up water there, which is one of the main reasons we ask people not to put them in the street. So I said, well, I'll announce it one more time. Of course, as Mr. Shute said, that the camera's not here, so nobody's going to know I announced it anyway. But I'm announcing it. I totally would. And second of all, I'd like to just also echo Mr. Spears's comments about the football team. For those folks that have players that are now saying, what are we going to do on Thanksgiving when our kids have football practice? It is a problem, but it's a problem you'll remember for a long time. We went through that a couple times, and it does goof up the holidays a bit, but it's certainly worth it, and especially the way they're looking, they may be playing a week from Saturday, too. So, well, hopefully the best, and good luck to all of them. And happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Don't forget our home for the holidays, Friday night. Okay, that's it.
Thank you. Move to our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. As Mayor Hanrick mentioned, leaf pickup does continue. They have moved over to the north end. They'll be on the north end of Market through November 30th. Then we'll flip back around and work through the city again for a couple more weeks through December 14th. So if they haven't gotten you, or if you're on the south end and you have leaves out now, they'll be back to you here in the next couple weeks. Trash pickup's delayed one day due to Thanksgiving holiday, so it's Friday this morning, this week rather than Thursday. Main Street resurfacing, kind of an update on that. The test results did come in. They are within the allowable levels within the contract, so everything is okay on that. But as the testing kind of delayed the project, now we're waiting on a couple nice days in order to get the north end done. Basically, what we need is weather over the 40s for 2 or 3 days. And I don't mean we're hit 40 at noon, because that doesn't work, and that's kind of what we're running into, is literally we need 2 or 3 days of weather consistently from sunup to kind of sundown of in the 40s. To be very honest, I don't think it's going to happen. Let's be honest here. So if that doesn't happen, then what they'll do is the contractor will come in, kind of build around the basin areas, any areas that are low-lying, so that we're able to plow. And then come spring, they'll kind of do that final overlay on North End, and it'll be a finished product at that point. Obviously not ideal, but we're kind of on the outside looking in on this project a little bit in regards to, it's an ODOT project. They care what we say, but it's still ODOT's project. So they are working with us, and we will make sure that it is plowable and that it doesn't do any damage to the road or our plows as far as what condition it's in. So On a better note, the OPWC project is actually kind of wrapping up. There's just a couple little ADA ramps yet to do, and a couple of utility box outs. The concrete, I do think we'll be able to sneak that in maybe as looks like maybe Wednesday or Friday of this week, and literally it's a half a day's work, and they'll be out of here. So we'll be able to wrap that project up. The Schmidt Hall parking lot's done. Looks great. The High Street parking lot, as I've renamed it, also is done. That looks good. There's a couple small spots on the cemetery drives that need done, which are scheduled to be done this week as well on Friday. That's literally another half-day project. So that project's winding down as well. And that about sums up the project so far. The Main Street project is probably the only one that's looking iffy in regards to it being completed by the end of the calendar year.
Yeah, question. On the storm gutters and the manhole covers, are they going to just try to put a thin coat around those?
That would be my belief, yeah.
So that we can plow over them and not bust our plows in time. Then will they grind that part off in the spring?
Yes. It literally would be a temporary, if you will, you know, just to get us through the winter, and then they'll grind that down and then put that the final coat on.
Yeah, your top layer.
Yeah, top layer. Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah, on the leaf crews, give them a thank you or a shout. I got started the day they were in my area, and I got called away on family stuff. So my whole tree lawn, which isn't my leaves, but their maple leaves, they're there. And those guys just went down and just did the whole tree lawn. Yeah. I mean, they weren't raked. They just did my whole tree lawn.
Okay. And good. Yeah. I would definitely pass some thanks.
Just a thank you. Yeah.
Sure.
That was way above and beyond.
Yeah, they're doing a great job. And I mean, just like all these other projects, they're definitely affected by the weather as well. I mean, yeah, we actually had a leaf crew out today. Imagine trying to do leaves in today's weather. So.
I'm sorry, I have another question. A little different subject. We had that ice storm last week. And myself, I lost some major branches from some trees. Some of the neighbors on our street did too. If something like that happens, will the city come and grind up those big branches when we have an ice storm like that?
We do normally come up after a storm. To be honest with you, I hadn't heard anything in regards to branches. If your neighbors have, we'll put them out of that curb. We'll come around and pick those up.
Someone down the street from us lost half a tree. It was in a tree lawn. I thought the city came and cleaned it up, but maybe they had a contractor come then.
Okay.
But it was blocking half the street.
Yeah.
So, but I had some other people ask me if they called, would the city come and get the branches?
Or at least grind them? We always will if it's a result of a storm. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Anyone else? Thank you, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, sir.
We'll move on to our Utilities Director, Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mr. President. I will yield my time to new business tonight.
Okay.
That will conclude my report.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Move on to Ms. Strimlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. As Mr. Spears mentioned, Finance does have two pieces of legislation on the agenda. I'll discuss those when they come up. The only other item I would have is the fund balance report for the period ending October 31st, 2018, and I would just ask for a motion from Council to approve that subject to audit.
I'll make that motion to approve.
Thank you. Second, Mr. Cortman.
Ms. Ferris Jr.?
Yes.
Ms. Ferris Sr.?
Yes.
Cortman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shue?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Thank you.
Anything else?
No, that's it for now.
Until it comes time, right?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. I'll move to our law director, Mrs. Kirkwright.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report this evening.
Okay. I don't have a report this evening other than to, like a couple people already have, congratulate Orville's football team, and I certainly hope they continue with where they're going. Trying to decide if I can get to Sandusky on Saturday evening. Have a schedule. We may make changes. We received from the Department of Commerce, the Division of Liquor Control, a letter reminding everyone that has
a permit to sell alcohol beverages in Oroville, that their permits will expire February 1st, 2019. Now, our DB gentleman is not here, so hopefully those people will get the word that they need to do that. Most of them probably know when their permit expires. The other part of this is, if we have any complaints about any of the permits of the people that are within the city limits of Oroville, we can question or make a complaint to the state. If we do not have any complaints, our clerk will file this letter, and we don't have to do anything with it. But does anyone have any complaints? All right, alcohol costs too much. That's my own. Respect to you.
Vote on that one.
We have no old business for this evening. Mr. Worsen, you're going to be busy. We have a lot of ordinances this evening, or resolutions, I guess, most of them. Go right ahead.
Resolution 3018. I move this resolution in place on first reading.
Second, Mr. Corcoran.
Aspera Sr.?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Aspera Jr.?
Yes. Resolution 3018. A resolution authorizing the Safety Service Director to enter into a purchase order without bidding for the purchase of the following materials and services to meet the requirements of the City of Oroville, Ohio for calendar year 2019 as follows. Purchase of gasoline and diesel fuel, purchase of medium curing asphalt, asphaltic concrete and asphaltic emulsions, concrete, liquid insecticide for mosquito control, services, supplies, and machinery needed to chip and seal roadways, alleys, and or city-owned parking lots and driveways, services, supplies, and machinery for street traffic painting and crack sealing services, general miscellaneous engineering and architectural services, police professional liability insurance, and public officials liability insurance with riders for employment practices liability, extended employment practices liability.
A lot of words there. Anyone have any questions? Or Mr. Wheeler, do you have anything for us?
Really nothing to add. Just it is an annual resolution that we've done many years, probably, well, many years since I've been here, many years before I've been here. There's really nothing. I don't know that we've ever changed it in my time here. And just kind of routine as far as just preparing for 2019.
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Shoup.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Aspera Jr.?
Yes.
Aspera Sr.?
Yes. I move resolution 3018 be adopted as read.
Got three hands all at the same time. We're going to pick Mr. Aspiris the second.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Aspiris Jr.?
Yes.
Aspiris Sr.?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes. Resolution 3118. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Corfman.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Aspiris Jr.?
Yes.
Aspiris Sr.?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes. Resolution 3118, a resolution authorizing the City of Oroville to sell by internet auction or otherwise dispose of unclaimed or forfeited property held by the police department in the year 2019.
All right.
Another annual ordinance, sir, or annual resolution. And typically it's bicycles that maybe we've found and no one has claimed. Honestly, over the last year, it's been just, you know, maybe random office furniture or file cabinets that have kind of outlived their lifetime. The routine, just stuff, nothing fancy. We typically do it via GovDeals or eBay. And honestly, the amount of money we bring in for some of the stuff, we always are kind of shocked by, just because it's, you know, it's kind of good junk, I guess you would say.
Some people have good junk. TV shows.
Another man's gold.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of the resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Shute.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shute?
Yes.
I move resolution 3118 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shute?
Yep.
Wilson?
Yes.
Resolution 3218. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Korfman.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shute?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Resolution 3218, a resolution authorizing the City of Oroville to sell by internet auction or otherwise dispose of municipal personal property in the year 2019.
Anything for us here?
That's the same exact as the one previous, so just kind of any surplus items that we have. It could be tables, file cabinets, could be something from the fire station. Old pagers I think we actually had over there, which, believe it or not, someone did buy. It's amazing. Like I said, there's a demand for some of the things that we try to sell on there. So again, we use eBay and GovDeals depending on the type of item.
Any other questions?
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Shute.
Korfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shute?
Yep.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
I move resolution 3218 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Korfman.
Larson?
Yes.
Shute?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
Resolution 3318. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Shute.
Shute?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Resolution 3318. A resolution authorizing the Safety Service Director to enter into a contract and or contracts with other political subdivisions to provide police, fire, and or EMS services and to receive dispatching services from said political subdivisions for the calendar year 2019.
Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Another annual ordinance in this particular case, the EMS and fire coverage with Sugar Creek Township and Central Fire, both of those do not expire until the end of 2019, so the only one that's kind of pending out there is with East Wayne Fire District to cover Bachman Township. We've already been approached by a township trustee about them. Apparently, they've already announced they're leaving East Wayne Fire District. So a Bachman Township representative has approached us about covering a little additional area. Actually, it's the same area as what historically we had covered before the East Wayne Fire District. We are working with them. Obviously, we are not looking to take on more territory, but want to be good neighbors as well, so we are working with them in regards to a territory that we feel we can adequately cover and that our personnel won't get burnt out from as a result of. So we've already exceeded our number of calls from last year on our fire and EMS, so we are on record-breaking ground as is, so we're definitely not looking for additional ground to cover, but we are willing to do so, like I said, to be good neighbors and to provide coverage to folks like the law director that need it. So they have not presented us a contract yet. I do anticipate that the contract will be for a significant dollar increase from what we're currently charging, which is $7,000 plus. We actually bill for EMS to the individual. If it's not paid for by the individual, then the township then cuts us a check for $400 for that call. So it'll be something similar, but the $7,000, I suspect, will be between $15,000 and $20,000.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. So, Mr. Will, the resolution mentions receiving dispatch services.
We've kind of used that in the past just to cover the war call, kind of as council giving the okay to spend money on the war call.
Okay.
So that's kind of where that came in. I've never liked the way it was written, and probably at some point we need to tweak it, but that's kind of the way it's been done in the past since we joined the war call, because it was kind of included in here. Historically, it said to provide dispatch. Obviously, we're not providing dispatch to anyone anymore, so it was kind of changed around to receive dispatch from political subdivisions. So, our work call agreement requires a 2-year out. You know, we'd have to notify them that we're leaving in 2 years. So, to be very honest, it's kind of procedural more than anything else, because it's not like we can just say, no, we're not doing it and we're leaving tomorrow type of thing. So, it's just kind of bringing it to you guys every year just so that everyone's on the same page that we will be spending dollars on the work call.
Okay.
As part of that.
All right. Thank you.
Any other questions?
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on 3 separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Schuette.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Workman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoe?
Yep.
I move resolution 3318 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoe?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Resolution 3418. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Corfman.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shue?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Resolution 3418. A resolution authorizing the utility board to bid and contract for a 1-year period for annual purchases of electric meters and components and chemicals for all utilities for year 2019.
Mr. Brettinger.
Thank you, Mr. President. Again, this is another one of those annual housekeeping items. Hasn't changed from what we had in the past. Mainly covers exactly what it says in here. Good chance due to the number of programs kind of catching up with themselves and the fact that we're getting some cost history realigned with changes at the power plant. You probably won't be seeing this this resolution in 2019 coming from us, because our expenditures have dropped down below that $100,000 threshold on just about all these items in here. So, answer any questions. This resolution was approved by the utility board last Monday night.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. Berger, are we pretty good for inventory on distribution poles, or should this be amended for that? Or?
No, we pick those up under the resolution coming after this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's covered underneath that, yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Anyone else?
I missed that.
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on 3 separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Corfman.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shue?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
I move resolution 3418 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Larson?
Yes.
Shue?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Resolution 3518. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Corfman.
Shue?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Resolution 3518, a resolution authorizing the Public Utilities Board of Control to enter into contracts without bidding, each for a one-year period, for various services and supplies required by the Department of Public Utilities, Orrville, Ohio, for year 2019.
Mr. Brediger, again.
Well, thank you. Again, this one's the same list as we've had last year. It'll also be pared down a little bit next time. You see this. This has a little bit more of a smorgasbord of services and supplies, materials, things along that line that we purchase throughout the year, getting them all clumped under this one one inclusive resolution keeps us from kind of coming back to utility board and city council multiple times during the course of the year. Again, the same list as we had. Haven't been any material changes from in the verbiage from last year to this year. No. Answer any questions that you may have on that.
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Corkman.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
I move resolution 3518 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Shu.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Resolution 3618. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Resolution 3618, a resolution to accept the recommendations of the Orrville Tax Incentive Review Council regarding tax abatements for companies located in the city of Orrville.
Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Another annual resolution. We do meet, and each company provides a report that we submit to the state. That is done actually in April of every year, and then we meet with them in the fall. Those meetings have been held. The Housing Council, as well as the Tax Incentive Review Council, both recommended continuance of all of the abatements. We do meet with each individual company, kind of get their information, see how they're doing in comparison to what they had, what they had kind of promised us in the abatement, and from then they decide whether to continue or not. All the companies seem to be doing pretty well. Some are still in their employee hiring period. It is 36 months, so we'll take a closer look at those as they get through their three-year period. But I'd be glad to answer any questions. Overall, I think most were very optimistic, and I'd say some are doing very, very, very well.
I would like to make one comment there. I was at that council meeting, and there was one thing that came up more than once, and that is that they're ready to hire some people and they're having trouble getting enough good employees. So I don't know exactly what we could do as city council to improve that. I don't think there's much of anything, but if you happen to know somebody looking for a job, tell them there are jobs available in Orrville. They just need to go look for them.
We hear that from just about all the industries we meet with annually. There are 50, 70 jobs in this town almost on a daily basis. So, but you know, we're not the only ones in that. The generation that we're in checking out, and the new generation coming in, just has a little bit different concept of work.
Yeah. And a lot of these amenities, just the generation coming in, it's not taken to manufacturing like the prior generation. We're seeing that all over. It's a tapped out market.
It's tough. Well, you know, Wayne County's, we have we're the fifth lowest unemployment rate in the state. That's kind of a blessing and a curse.
Yeah.
So, have to look hard. Anybody that comes in here looks at citing a new business or industry and is looking for a big, large number of jobs there. That's the first question they ask is, can you fill the building we're looking at purchasing and or work with you?
Start all over. This is a pretty good list, Mr. Wheeler. 11 organizations. Were there any organizations that did not make this list? Obligations?
No, we would. Those would definitely be on there as well. If there was a record, those any recommendation would come to you whether it was to continue or to deny continuance. So they all were approved for continuance.
Okay.
Yeah. The only one that's not on there is NEGI, which was under construction during the time period, so they didn't have to submit a report.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Anyone else?
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second.
Second, Mr. Shute.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shute?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
I move Resolution 3618 be adopted as read.
Second.
Second, Mr. Aspiris.
Larson?
Yes.
Shute?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Resolution 3718. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Shute?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Resolution 3718. A resolution authorizing the Board of Control to enter into an agreement and or agreements with the State Auditor's Office to prepare the annual audit for fiscal year ending December 31st, 2018, December 31, 2019, and December 31, 2020, and declaring an emergency.
Ms. Strickland.
Thank you, Mr. President. This resolution allows us to extend our current engagement with the Auditor's Office to include 2019 and 2020 for their assistance in auditing preparation and then the actual audit. If you recall, I mentioned several meetings ago that the Auditor of State is anticipating an hourly rate increase in 2019, and as a courtesy, they're allowing all current clients to extend their engagement to that maximum three-year period so that we can avoid or at least extend the time to when that rate increase will be applicable to us. It doesn't have to be passed this evening.
Anyone have any questions?
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Shute.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shute?
Yes.
I move resolution 3718 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Corfman.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shute?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Resolution 3818. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Corfman.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shute?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Resolution 3818. A resolution to make appropriations for current expenses and other expenditures of the City of Orrville, State of Ohio during the fiscal year ending December 31, 2019 and declaring an emergency.
Okay, Ms. Strickland.
Thank you, Mr. President. The 2019 temporary appropriations are identical to the 2019 budget that we reviewed in June. If you recall, total appropriations are $58 million. $16 million is for the tax-supported funds, $8 million of that is represented from the general fund, which, as you know, supports the day-to-day operations of the city. Utility appropriations are $42 million. Approving this legislation simply allows us to expend funds the first 3 months of 2019. Final appropriations do need to be adopted by April 1st after we've had an opportunity to review the revenue and expenditures for 2018. This legislation should go the full three readings, but it does need to be passed by January 2nd.
Any questions? I think we've all seen this. No new questions, so we'll let it go for the next group. Okay. That finishes you up. Okay. You have a lot of reading to do there. Anyone have anything for the good of the order this evening? Yes.
Go Buckeyes.
Buckeyes. Go Red Riders. And everyone have a happy Thanksgiving.
We're going to need a lot of luck.
Yes, sir.
We adjourn.
Thank you.
Second.
Second, Mr. Spears.
Porkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shue?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
You got a stack for
it. All right, have a stack.
I
guess I can just take the rest of
it. Yeah. Maybe just go in and
paint. There you go.
That's when a lot of good legislation gets passed, right? We just squeeze in BCality along with some small stuff.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Squeeze all of that in together.
Yeah.
Baldwin Township, whoever that is, who is sending you record requests.
Well, did you get a response? Ask Adam only from the same point. No,
there's nothing.